When God had established everything that exists, He wanted to make certain that you and I would know how to live the life that He was giving us. And He wanted us to understand that all that He gives us is a gift direct from Him, our Heavenly Father. And you and I need to pay attention to the pattern book called the Holy Bible. God says, let me show you my pattern for life. I mean, I would have never thought that God would create a personality like me. I would have never dreamed that God would take time to create personalities that He would give the freedom to choose right or wrong, good and evil. What a God. What a Father. But here's what He instructs His family, His children, His church. Do not change my pattern. Do not attempt to go in another direction. I, God, have created you. God created us to love us, to fellowship with us. He created us to give us all things, many of which you and I say would not be possible. He created us to give us that ultimate love and fellowship. And in order for us to truly have just a little bit of focus of how great that is, He sent His one and only begotten Son, God incarnate, to earth to make certain that the law was fulfilled. That law that we call the Old Testament could not be fulfilled by the human being because we're too vile. We've chosen the wrong path. We know God's pattern, but we like this pattern over here. It's just a little bit more attractive pattern. The music gets a little louder. The music gets a little lower. Well, I can't believe that a church would even use music in worship. Let me tell you, there are so many individual patterns that cannot be numbered. Nobody will ever be like you. Not going to happen. Nobody will ever have the opportunity that you have right here, right now, in the way that you can receive that opportunity. Because we're all individuals created by the pattern of God. I appreciate God. I really appreciate Him taking time to love the unlovable like me. But God says, listen, fathers, I want to set your soul afire with my pattern for fatherhood. With my pattern. So pay attention, God says, to what my pattern is. Let's take a look at it. First of all, God our Father is faithful in His love for us. James 1 verse 17. And hear it well. Every good and perfect, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights. You remember at the beginning of the book called the Bible in Genesis, God turned the lights on? I got news for you, folks. No human being or no other creation can ever turn them out. That's God's light. God allowed that light that you and I read about in the first book of the Bible. He allowed that light to become life. His name is Jesus. He went to the cross, shed His blood for you and for me. Even though He knew I was guilty, I know that I'm guilty. He said, I love you, Larry. I love you. My Father sent me here to express to you how much He loves you. and whosoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And I want all to be saved. I don't want any to perish. God says, I love you. Here's the pattern about me. And we have the book. Greatest love story ever written is the Holy Bible. The filthiest, most vile of all crimes and of evil exist in the Bible. If, again, remember, if they ever say, I want to censor the books, the Bible will be the first one censored. Bloodiest book ever written. Most vile stories you'll ever read about. Isn't that interesting? Because you and me can look at the words of God and say, and we do it quite often, yeah, that's going on today. Yep, I see that right now in our own culture. I got news for you. Every culture has seen it. But at some point, God says, I'm sending my son back. And when I come with my son, we will come on the cloud of glory. The trumpet will sound. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. I wrote it in my book for you. I show you the pattern of life, the pattern of living, and I'll show you the meaning of it. Learn of me. Lean on me. Take my cross. I will handle your burden. I will give you peace within your spirit. I will give you joy that surpasses all understanding. Fathers, have mercy on your children. Accept your responsibility as fathers. You father children, you take care of them. You take care of your family. Doesn't matter what happens. Gives us no right to abandon our family. God says, here's the pattern. I love those who don't even deserve love. That's me. God says, pay attention. My love for you is faithful. Every good and perfect. Let me do James 1:17 again. Gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. The human's love so often is, I love you as long as you're doing what I think you ought to. I'm going to love you as long as you're doing what is right. That's not a pattern from my father. My father says, I love you, even if you're in the ditch of life. By the way, I love you because you are my child so much. Let me put this to you. You or I, walking along the road or driving, we look over in the ditch, which I call the ditch of life, on life's journey. And we see a child there. No hope. We see a child there about ready to suffer and die, either getting on the highway or someone left that baby in that ditch to die. There's not a one within the sound of my voice who has any love, decency whatsoever that would not stop and go to that ditch and grab that baby. And you would pray, and you would weep, and you would feel the hurt and the pain for that child. And you would feel that anger welling up inside of you. Righteous indignation. People say we shouldn't be angry. Let me tell you something. That's not what the scripture says. God said, be angry, but sin not. I'm supposed to be angry at the things God's angry with. Abandonment. God said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. So therefore, we stop, we pick that child up. We would love that child like our own, wouldn't we? Okay, now I want you to stop. I don't want you to see yourself as that baby in that ditch. And see your Heavenly Father as He sends His Son, God incarnate. And Jesus reaches down and lifts you up. What the world threw away, God loves. When you feel like you have no hope, when you only see yourself in that ditch of life, continually, look up, for salvation draws near. Look up, because when you look up, your Heavenly Father's coming down. And may God have mercy on the soul that put you in that ditch, because Daddy's coming. Every father knows exactly what I'm... You mess with my child. You mess with my family. That's a big no. Well, preacher, you're not allowed to do anything. I remember one of the hardcore criminals I had to deal with in the prison system who got up and told the vileness of his crime. And I told him in chapel, shut up and sit down. Bragging about, I won't even hint as to what how vile it was. Then he said something that he thought would set the chaplain down. Chaplain, you have to forgive me. Because you're a Christian. You have to forgive me. And I did hold the Marine Corps part of me back. I really did do that. Didn't want to, but I knew God was telling me to. And I said this, no, I don't. Even God does not forgive until man repents. And you bragged. If I were you, I'd talk with God. Because I can't forgive you for the sin you've committed against Him and against someone else. Think of that. But Jesus picks us up. I was a throwaway baby. And when Jesus gets involved, those babies grow and He uses. God looks at each heart, whether it's a snotty-nosed kid on Buffalo Hill or a snotty-nosed young girl or adult. You know what He said? I love you. I love you. So I have God's love, but I also have His pattern. And He says, okay, Larry, it's up to you to love like I love you. Why the switch, Lord? I thought it was do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Jesus comes along and He says, a new commandment I give you. Now I want you to love as I love you. That kind of love, folks, is without end. It's without end. God said, here's your pattern. Follow it. Next, God our Father is faithful to His purpose for us. You cannot throw away God's will. You can sin against it, but you're not going to win. You cannot fight your Creator and win. Philippians 1:6. Listen to Paul. Being confident of this, that He, God, who began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. That means you got to put up with me in heaven, so you might as well start loving me right now. You're going to meet a lot of people in heaven you thought you'd getting away from when you left earth. And one of the other comments the parson said was, they're going to be just as many surprised to see you there as you are to see them. A few years back, I heard a comment concerning Christianity. Christianity, folks, is not a vile religion. I heard it yesterday on TV. I thought, what? How in the world did Christianity all of a sudden become so vile? God says, I come with love. I come to share with you. I'll pick you up in the ditch of life. You know what I'm supposed to do? If I'm not strong enough to lift you up out of that ditch of life, then I will stay down in that ditch until we get enough help to get you out. Do you hear me, daddies? That's called love. That's called godly love. And God says, I'm faithful. As a faithful father, am I not faithful to love my son, my grandson? Am I not faithful to love your children, as all of you know that I do? Am I not faithful in that love? And not to be faithful would be sin against God. God said, I'm faithful. I'm faithful to the purpose I've called you for, too. And then he says, he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. God says, what I've started as your father, I will finish. You know what God looks for? He looks for a heart that's willing, a heart that's ready to say and realize, Lord, I realize I cannot do this without you. That's a heart that is humble, admitting that we're not really that smart. Admitting, God, I've read your book. I see your pattern. And I've noticed something. Listen to me. The whole New Testament focused on the church. You hearing me? Where did Paul preach or teach? In the church. Who was he talking to? The family of God, the church members. When he went to the church of Corinth and said, you people are living worse than hell itself, and you're worse. Your life is worse than the infidel. He's preaching in the church. Why? God says, I love you and I'm going to make you my family, and the family of God is his church, his body on earth. And he said, I expect you to share the love, my pattern, with the world, not yours. Oh, but Lord, now we can accept certain things. No, I can't. I will not accept heterosexual promiscuity. I will not accept that as being okay, even if I'm involved with it. That's not okay. I will not say that homosexuality is okay, as much as they come against me on that statement. Folks, there's a pattern. I go by the pattern. But I can tell you this. God is the one who does the final judgment, not me and not you. So therefore, I will tell you what the Bible says. It's the pattern, God's pattern. And I refuse to call that which is evil good or that which is good evil. But I need to do it with love, and so do you. Caring, concern. See, I'm not happy. Like Brother Don said earlier, and Randy and I say all the time, I'm not happy that anybody go to hell. I don't care how vile and bad they are. And God says, here's the pattern. Larry, stick to my pattern. I will touch their heart. That means I'm not guilty. I am not required by God to make you walk an aisle. I'm not required by God to convince you to accept his son as Lord and Savior. Not my job. For if the Holy Spirit does not convict you, I don't have a chance. And if I convince you, sadly enough, somebody else will convince you the other way. So the Lord says, I'm the Father. Pay attention, fathers. Pay attention, fathers of the church. Pay attention for those of you who are leaders. Fathers, find that peace with God, but love your children. Comfort your children. Be at peace with your children. Lastly, God our Father will never allow anything to separate us from Him. You just attempt to try to take a child away from the parents. You haven't seen supermen and superwomen till you try that one. You just mess with a daddy's child, a mama's child. You talk about the war path. you'll wish you'd been in one of those uprisings. How much greater does God love us? How much more peace does God want to give us? How faster will God dive in that ditch for us? He watched His Son die for us. He sees His Son's blood running in our veins. And He said, not one drop of my child's blood will see hell. That's the best transfusion I ever had. Romans 8, 38 and 39. For I am convinced. Folks, you got to listen here to the Apostle Paul, who was of sinners the chief. Of sinners, he said, I'm the chief. Nobody sinned more than me. Listen to him now. For I am convinced that neither death nor life. You think God's going to abandon us? Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Period. The way it is. Do I believe it? I know it. It's not just this generation. And I've taught and preached here for 21, 22 years now. And I promise you this, folks. The Word of God that I started here 21, 22 years ago, I will continue until God says that's enough. I don't even want to give in to the world. If you have never been hurt with the prospects of someone you love throwing you in the ditch, then folks, pay close attention to it. For there's so many out there that's hurting worse than you and I will ever dream. They got the same Father. That's why we call it kindred spirits. It's called Christianity. It's called the love of a Father. God's love, God's way, God's peace. Let's pray. Father, we praise Your name for such love. And thank You, Father, for not leaving us nor forsaking us. Thank You, Father, for seeing us in Your own eyes as being complete with You instead of the way we see ourselves as so wanting and lacking. Thank You, Father, for the age to come. And Father, for the ages after that that You have promised us. Thank You for sending Your Son. I pray, Father, that You will place Your hand upon the fathers, upon the family, upon the children, upon the mothers. And give that peace that only You can. We ask our blessing in Jesus' name. Amen.